Amen. It's good to be here. Good to be saved.
Amen.
Good to know the Lord.
Amen.
Good to know tonight, if I lose my mind, forget everything, he not going to forget me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Turn with me tonight to the book of Psalms, chapter number 8. Appreciate the Lord's goodness.
Yeah.
I'd say it's a lot cooler up here than it's been in Houston the last few weeks. God's been good to us. Psalm chapter number 8, verse number 1.
Amen.
O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
Amen.
You know, you could really stop right there.
That's right. Yeah.
Think about the name of the Lord. Think about what all he's done. The Bible said there's no other name under heaven given among men. Men, whereby you must be saved. You know, it's hard. You cannot be a sold-out, Bible-believing Christian and be politically correct.
That's right.
It's impossible.
Amen.
One verse, John 14, 6, kill all that.
That's right.
Jesus Christ said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me.
Amen. Yeah.
He's been good to us tonight.
Amen. Yes, he
is. He's been real good to us.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He's been good to us before we got saved.
Yeah.
He's been good to us since we've been saved.
Yeah.
He's going to be good to us tomorrow and the days we got left. Praise God, he's been so good to us. He built us. What a Savior.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. He is.
But I think about what it says here. He said, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers, and the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Our Father, Lord, tonight, I pray you'd help us one more time. God, you've been so good to us. And our Father, God, we don't deserve none of the blessings that you've gave us, but Lord, we just want to tell you thank you.
Amen.
And Lord, I pray tonight, would you help somebody? God, there's somebody, no doubt, in a congregation that's this big, it's never been saved. And Lord, would you fix that tonight? Lord, I pray for that struggling child of God that you'd encourage them tonight. Lord, I pray tonight in Jesus' name, God, could we get a glimpse of thy goodness? God, could we, our Father, tonight see a glimpse of thy holiness, Lord? God, we just need God tonight, need you to come. Pray, God, that you'd manifest yourself. And, Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I was at our youth camp back in July. And it was on a Monday night. And the Lord, I wasn't really even figuring on preaching. And about that night and about 5 minutes before I was to preach or was, amen, it's going to have a preacher, the Lord kind of nudged me on about something on this thought, and I said, then that crazy Nathan Cox calls on me to preach. I said, I ain't got a note, I ain't got nothing. But I got to thinking about it, but the Lord was good. And I worked on this, and I thought about it a little bit on what is man. Think about tonight, the God of heaven, verse number 3, he said, when I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers, is that ever, I mean, it captivates me something that God would want to fool with me. Amen. That the Lord would be interested in me.
Yeah.
That the Lord would have me on his mind.
Right.
That the Lord would be interested in what I'm doing. What is man?
Yeah. Go ahead, preacher.
Think about, amen, I thought about that God, just think about it. I mean, he just, with one finger, he dug these right waters out. Didn't break no sweat, didn't bother him at all. With one word, he spoke the world into existence. One word, here he is again. He just takes a bunch of old clump of dirt and forms man. And breathes into his body the breath of life, and here we are. Don't that ever amaze you tonight that God, amen, that hung the stars in the sky and praise God, amen, fixed everything up. What is man that a God like that is so wonderful, so pure, so holy, so righteous, so loving, so kind? What in the world is man that a God like that, listen, would fool with us? Hey, listen, he could throw us in hell tonight. He'd totally be justified. But for some reason, somehow, thank God Almighty, I'm talking about, what is man that the Lord in heaven above would be interested in you and me, the dirt balls that we are, that he would love us? No other body ever loved us.
Yeah, that's right.
What is man? What is man? That amazes me. I think about, amen, when I think about him, I just tell you this, he's a perfect one.
Amen.
I'm an imperfect one.
Yeah.
Amen. When I think about him tonight, praise God, he's a permanent one. He's always been God. He always will be God. Amen. Ain't nothing never snuck up on him. Ain't nothing never took him by surprise. He knows what's going on. He orders, amen, everything day by day. And yet I'm just trying to say to you tonight, what is man?
Yeah.
Think about him. He was the predicted one.
Amen.
Praise God. He was the powerful one. And he is the powerful one. He said, all power is given unto me. Think about, praise God, he's a precious one. Oh, I'm saying to you tonight, he's precious to me because he didn't have to fool with me. He didn't have to change me. He didn't have to save me. He could have left me right where he was, a God cusser, a God denier, amen. Hey, listen, I wasn't looking for God. He came looking for me. He could have just throwed me away. Hey, but I'm telling you, praise God, one day at an old-fashioned altar down in northeast Louisiana, I met God, amen. Are you listening to me? I got washed in that rich royal divine red blood to never be the same again. And I'm telling you, what is man? And I remember after I got saved, I thought, man, this is something. I remember being scared to death. We had a two-week revival. And I mean, I couldn't tell my daddy I wasn't going. He paid the light bill. And he beat the devil out of you. Amen. How you think my ears got so big? They'd stretch your ears, tear your rear end up, amen. We didn't sit around saying, no, we're not going to do that. No, 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 we're smarter than that. But I'm telling you, amen, we got down to the church house. And you know what happened? They had two old preachers come in there. One of them preached on the second coming. The other preached on hell every night. You know what they got me convinced of? The Lord was coming back and I was going to hell.
Yeah.
And then they decided to go another week. And I know a lot of people don't think this is right, but I don't know. It might be right if we'd start doing it again. A lot of them old-time preachers wouldn't give an invitation every night. They wanted you to soak. They wanted you to get lost, amen. They wanted you to get undone. They wanted to get you, amen, in a place where you knew you needed God. I remember that last Sunday morning, about 11:45, done been under conviction, amen, worried to death. I knew I was going to hell. I was scared the trump was going to sound because they preached like it's just going to happen right then. Amen. And I'm telling you, praise God, listen, I'm just trying to tell you, boy, I said, I don't even know if you got any mercy left, your Lord or not. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God, I'll never forget running down that old-fashioned altar. I'm telling you, praise be unto God. I ain't real sure I didn't get saved before I ever got down on my knees. But I'm telling you, I met God, when I went down a lost, ungodly, hell-bound, condemned sinner. But I came up a child of the living God, transformed by the power of God. I'll never be the same again.
Amen.
Amen. What is man? And then I'll be honest with you. Boy, I remember running outside that church after that. The sky looked different. The sun was brighter. The birds sounded different. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I run out to that old fence and I looked up in the eastern sky and put my arms up on that old barbed wire fence and I said, you come back now, Lord, I'm ready. I wasn't afraid no more. I wasn't scared about it. I said, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. I'm telling you tonight, I'm justified freely by His blood. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm saved by the grace of God. What is man that the Lord would love us so much that He would go after us like He did? I'm telling you, it's amazing. Think about, I remember getting saved that day, but I remember waking up the next morning and there the Lord was. I thought, what you doing here? Man, I didn't know. I know a lot of these guys, they sound like they got it all figured out as soon as they get saved, but I didn't know. I didn't know when I got saved I gained the best friend I'd ever have in life.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Boy, I'm going to tell you, praise God, I remember getting up, but I remember just sitting there and boy, the Lord was there and it was just real. He said, if you'll let me, I'll be a very part of your life.
That's right.
Yeah. What is man? That take this universe, said it, boy, just speak and tell it to turn, tell it to rotate, but getting all that, praise God, tell the sun just how to shine, when not to shine, tell the stars when to twinkle, not twinkle. Hey, I'm telling you, with all that stuff, but what is man that, amen, all the world affairs and all the stuff in the world, yet that God, amen, that's a sovereign king, is sitting on the throne and can look down to just a little old speck like you and me and say, I want to be a very part of your life, and I'll walk with you, and I'll talk with you, and I'll guide you through this life, and I'll be a friend to you that sticketh closer to a brother. I'm saying, what is man?
Yeah. Amen.
But a sinner ain't got that.
That's right.
Oh, you got your old friends, they'll leave you at the drop of the hat.
Yeah.
And as old brother Jack Wood used to say, they'll drop the hat.
Yeah.
The Lord won't.
That's right. He'll never leave you.
Oh. What is man? I remember getting saved, but I remember, boy, after I got saved, there the Lord was. He'd work on me, and I mean, he'd start. There were some things that was easy to quit. There were some things I liked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
And I know you wouldn't believe this, but I used to be on a swim team. I was a lot slimmer. Amen. I look like a cork now. Amen. But I was a little slimmer then. Amen. Praise God. I remember I jumped out in that river and we'd swim across the river and back for practice and all that stuff. And I remember getting about halfway out in that river and the Lord said, what you doing out here? Amen. I said, I don't know, but if you let me get back, you won't never have to worry about it again. Amen. Amen. Nobody told me that it was wrong, but the Lord. I'm not being crazy tonight. And I remember, amen, I remember some old boys, they wanted to go to a drag strip. And I used to go drag race and stuff like that. And I remember going down there and I'd done quiet my car down and done, amen, lowered it. I mean, it looked like a frog jumping on a little old bug or something. All jacked up in the back. But I remember settling it all back down, quietening it down, and riding around. And I remember I picked them old boys up, and they wanted to go to the drag strip. And they started bringing their beer out. I said, can't do that.
Amen.
Amen. I told the Lord if he'd keep this old car running, I wouldn't let nobody drink in it no more.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. So they grumbled about that, and they took their beer back over there, and then they come back a little bit later, and they had their cigarette, and I said, I told the Lord.
Amen.
So they grumbled about that and walked back over it. Well, if they wanted to do all that so bad, they could have took their own car, but they wanted to spend my money. And I remember, Brother Ryman, here they come, man. Dear God, we didn't have about a 40-mile ride, but they had about 400 8-track tapes. Now, I know that's before a bunch of his time. They had, boy, here they come, they had Leonard Skinner, Grand Funk Railroad, amen, some of that other stuff. I told them, boy, when they got to the door, I said, nope. I said, we know you told the Lord, amen, if he'd keep his old car. I said, you got it.
Amen.
But what they didn't know, just a couple days earlier, I'd went to a revival meeting, and there's an old girl singing, her husband, they'd recorded a new 8-track, and she is singing songs like Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Oh, she got to singing, peace, wonderful peace. I had them in the car. They couldn't jump out. Praise God. 65, 70 mile an hour. I plugged that thing in. Praise God. And I started crying when she got to singing Blessed Assurance. I said, oh, ain't this so wonderful? They said, dear God, don't kill us. Stop the car and let us out. I remember getting in that old, going up to that drag strip, getting out and going in there. I said, all that to say this. I sat down on the bench, and the Lord sat down there beside me. So kindly, he said, what are you doing here? I said, I don't know, Lord, but if you let me get out of here, I promise you I won't come back. And I know you won't believe this. About 5 minutes passed, and here them cats come. They said, hey, we done found us another ride. You can leave if you want to. Isn't it amazing? Praise God, I left. Hey, and I'm telling you, thank God, amen. I'm glad that I did. Hey, and I'm telling you, there's going to be some time, sinner friend, you might be here and be a new convert. There is some things that you're going to have to do, and there is some people you're going to have to say goodbye to, because they're going to just keep pulling you down and pulling you back. But I'm telling you, when you get saved by the marvelous grace of God, you're just going to have to cut the ties, and you're going to have to cut the cords, and you're going to just have to say, I can't go that way.
And if you don't do that, you'll never get no help. You'll just stay defeated all the time. But I'm just trying to tell you, what is man that God would fool you and me? And I found him to be a very faithful friend when I thought I wouldn't have none.
Yeah.
You listening to me tonight? Man, I remember they told me, said, you ain't no fun since you got saved. What is man? Boy, then the Lord began to work on my life. And he called me to preach. Amen. And I remember I was in that Southern Baptist church, and they wanted to send me to Southern Baptist College. And I got to investigating some of that stuff, and they didn't even believe the first five books of the Bible. I said, what are you doing in the Bible college? Some of them didn't even believe. Hey, they even had some atheists. I'm talking about 1974. And I said, y'all teaching in a Bible college, and you want me to go there? And so anyhow, I remember they told me, said, well, you know, we'll put you in a little old country church, and amen, you preach in that little old church, and we'll give you a little old salary. Amen. And said, then when you graduate, we'll put you in a bigger church. And you have a good retirement and all that. But God, I'm trying to say that, I mean, that the Lord would want to be a part of your life. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
I'm talking about you get saved. I mean, the Lord just kind of sticking with you.
Amen.
Amen. And I remember, amazing, I didn't recognize, what I'm trying to tell you, I didn't recognize the hand of God. And there might be some of you here tonight, you don't know why your life is going in this direction, and you thought it's going to be going in this, but you don't realize that the hand of God Almighty is directing you. And I look back on that thing, and boy, I mean, I remember this old preacher, he asked me to come preach for him. And I went down there and preached that night. And he asked me, said, won't you come over to the church tomorrow and preach for me all day? He said, and you can just spend a day. And when I was there, he pulled out reel-to-reel tapes. Pulled out tape by Percy Ray preaching on the red light of hell. When he preached it in the 60s, they had 600 people saved the first night down at Camp Zion. He preached it. Preached that, heard messages like boxes, bottles, and lampstands at the judgment seat of Christ by Bob Gray. I heard messages like the Mother Ministry of the Holy Ghost by Curtis McCarley. I heard other men preach. And I remember I went over there on that Wednesday night, and they had and the Southern Baptists has got associational missionaries. They paid hitman, really. Amen. Amen. But anyhow, I remember going over there he said, well, how you doing? And I said, I preached over here. And he said, that's good. I said, can I ask you a question? He said, sure. I said, have you ever heard of Percy Ray? I said, man, I was listening to something, and I know you wouldn't believe this, but his countenance changed. Son, his countenance went gray, and he said, you're going to make your decision right now, right tonight. It's either them or us. I don't know how, but I praise God that somehow and some way that the Lord give me the strength to say, I believe I'll go with them. Amen. And I'm telling you, oh, they said you'll never preach in Louisiana. You'll never do this. You'll never do that. Hey, there ain't two churches that you... But I'm telling you, listen, God in his good hand, amen. Yeah. Listen, when you don't even understand, what is man that he's that way? That God, he wants you to make it. He's for you. He's for you. Psalm, I believe it is, 56. Okay, but it said, for this I know, God is for me. I believe it's 56, verse 9. God's for you tonight.
Amen.
He don't want you to, amen, to destroy your life. He's not going to just throw you out there and let you fend on your own. He's not going to just put you out there and say, now,
You find the best. No, no. He's a better God than that. He's a better Father than that. Praise God. He's going to walk you all the way through this life. And I'm telling you, if you'll lean on him, praise God, you'll find that more than you can. I'm telling you, he's been more to me than I ever could imagine. What is man?
Amen.
Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, I got saved and all that. And boy, God began to work on me. And I remember when it was about a month or two, and the Lord he introduced me to a guy by the name of Mac Ford. And one day I was preaching for Brother Ford. He said, tomorrow night, I'm going to Texas. I want you to go with me. And I said, Brother Ford, I ain't never been out of Louisiana. He said, well, if you come with me tomorrow night, you will. Amen. And I remember jumping that old green Cadillac, looked 4 miles long, amen, and scared to death because he drove wide open. And I remember getting in that car, going with him, drove over there, and we walked into that church service about 7 o'clock, and old Bubba Key was up singing. Amen. He was singing, oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior's mine. And I'm telling you, when he got done singing, they called on a man by the name of Jack Wood to get up. And boy, I mean, when he got up and he opened that Bible up, I said, oh, there's something different about him. You could feel it. I said, boy, he got to talking now. I had no idea what God was doing, amen, but I'm telling you, God was a chart in my life, and I didn't even understand, but I look back on it tonight. Hey, after 38 years, almost 40 years, I'm just trying to tell you, amen, he's for you, will guide you, will direct you, and he can do a better job of your life, amen, you can do trying to figure it out yourself. You ought to just yield to him tonight and give it all.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. I believe that.
Boy, I'm gonna tell you something now. I think about that. And I mean, I met him that night. We didn't talk 3 minutes, 4 minutes. But then 3 months later, I bumped into him down there at a meeting. He said, boy, I've been praying for you. And there was some people told me not to go to Springfield, and there's some people told me I was going to be a heathen and all that stuff. I didn't know. I was just trying to sharpen my tools somewhere, amen. And I remember going up there, but I remember all them old preachers, Brother Mark, telling me I was going to be an infidel and everything else. And I remember walking out the door, and that old man just met me at the door and turned me back around. He said, don't pay attention to all them idiots, amen. They ain't got no sense. He said, you go on up there, Shady Acres Baptist Church will help you. You know what, about 2 months later, I got a knock on the door, and I opened my dorm door, and there Brother Jack Wood standing. I said, what you doing here? He said, I come to see you. What is man? That God would put somebody. Are you listening to me? Boy, I'm going to tell you what I mean, and how God directed that over the years, and now I've been there over 38 years. I'm telling you, what is man that God, amen, that he is mindful of you, that he is in. Listen, I'm telling you, if you'd give him your life tonight, you might have made all kind of messes and all kind of trouble, and you might have, amen, been hard-headed, but tonight is enough for it to stop, amen. You can still come down to this old-fashioned altar and just yield your life to God and put it all there and say, Lord, I ain't got nothing to give you but a bunch of trouble and a bunch of heartache. And I'm talking about even if you have been saved and you've been bullheaded, but I'm saying you'd still turn it around tonight. Boy, I think about, oh, the Lord, it's been an amazing trip. God took me to Houston, and he worked on me, and he worked on me, and he's still working on me. And I made a bunch of blunders back then, and I made some blunders even recently. And guess what? I'm going to make some before I get out of here. But I'm going to tell you something. I think that what is man? Hey, listen, the Lord's love is not conditional. When he, amen, you know, you aggravate somebody long enough, and a lot of times they just cut you off, don't have nothing else to do with you. But it ain't that way with the Lord. Son, I've seen some of the biggest eggheads. I say, Lord, them people are boneheads. Amen. He said, yeah, like you used to be. And I say, Lord, but I don't understand that. Amen. I couldn't have been. Oh, you was, amen. And I mean, every time I try to justify why I want to be aggravated, amen, it takes me down memory lane. Boy, when everybody backs off of them, everybody just completely backs off of them. Here the Lord is. He comes, and I'm telling you, he'll just, I'm thinking about an old boy right now. His daddy got killed in 1981. I mean, a guy just walked up to him, and I mean, killed him. And then there was a little girl he was living with, heard the gunshot and run out there. And he shot her through the head and killed her. And I watched that boy all them years trying to get over that name. And their name had a stigma with it. You listening to me? And I mean, them kids struggled and they struggled and they struggled. But I thought about it here the other day, Brother Mark. I went to the young married Sunday school class and I said, I'm going in there. Amen. I've heard about it. I want to see it. And buddy, I'm going to tell you what, here's a young man that just stayed with God. I mean, overcome obstacles, overcome all kind of trouble. But now here he is taking a Bible, getting up and got something to say in that young married class. And I sat there, boy, and I squalled and I cried and I said, glory be to God and the Lamb forevermore. I say, what is man? Hey, listen, I'm talking about, hey, he could have not fooled with none of us. Think about what God's done for me over the years, the family, my little wife. I met her in 1980 over White Plains, North Carolina. I flew up there. She rode down on Dr. Don Green's bus. She was a member of Dr. Don Green's church. I preached on Monday morning in that meeting, and amen. She saw me that Monday afternoon. I saw her. She said, hello, preacher. I said, boy, that ain't no regular hello there. Amen. Amen. And Sister Irene Black, her old husband was an evangelist from years gone by. And she took me and Brother Wood and Ms. Wood and asked my wife now if she'd go out to the grave. And she got out there and talked about Brother Black, and then she got ready to pray. She grabbed my hand, grabbed my wife's hand, joined them together. She said, the Lord wanted me to join y'all's hands together for the years that y'all gonna serve God. Amen. To come. It's like they scared me to death. But you know, I met her at 9 o'clock that Tuesday morning, and 9 o'clock Tuesday night, I proposed to her. I said, you ain't getting out of here, praise God, 12 hours later, amen. I knew a good deal when I saw it. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, it don't always work out your way, but I'm telling you, 36 years and 4 children later, God's been good to us. Amen. Hey, and I'm telling you, She just knew a deal like me wasn't coming around again. She better get it. I'm just saying. What is man? It'd be such a delight. I mean, man, God's been a delight to me. Hey, listen, the Christian life ain't been no drag. It ain't always been easy, but it's been the greatest thing in the world. I wouldn't even want to live no other way. I wouldn't even want to try no other way. I'm telling you, God's been good to me. Praise God. Hey, listen, if he cut the blessing off tonight and said you're never going to get another from now until you go home, I'd say, bless the Lord, you've been good enough to me. I'd say, praise God. I believe I'm going to go so ahead by the help and the grace of God, and I'm going to serve you without a gripe. Hey, I'm saying, what is
wise man. I'm telling you that God would love you and me. And I'm telling you, it ought to do something to you tonight to think that the Lord, amen, took you out of that old cesspool and all that old filth and cleaned you up and gave you a new life, gave you a new start, gave you a new love, and said, now go tell them what great things I've done for you. I'm saying, what is man? He does all the work. And then one day going to give us all the credit. That's an amazing thing.
Yes, sir. Amen.
What is man? Think about that. Boy, to see the Lord high and lifted up. I think about, boy, he's been good to me. He's been good to me. The other day I was going through a couple of things, just kind of. I bought my wife a new car. She ain't never been to a car lot with me, not one time. 36 years, whatever I brought home, she said, if you brought it home, it's good enough for me to drive. And I mean, I'm not criticizing you, ma'am, if you go to your husband. I'm just saying she wasn't interested. So I was praying and I said, Lord, I'd like to buy her for 36th anniversary. I'd like to buy her a new car. And so I went down there and bought the thing. Prayed about it. God gave me the green light on it. I know you ain't going to believe this, but your faith can get weak sometimes. Amen. I mean, as soon as I got home, phone rung. This guy said, oop, I can't have you for the meeting next week. I said, well, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. It wasn't an hour later, Brother Mark, I got another phone. Well, you know, that meeting there, we need to move it. And then it wasn't about an hour and a half later, I got another. And he said, we ain't even going to move it. We just cancel it. Time is all done at five of them. This is the lightest July that I've had in 24 years. And I thought, And then I had a couple reverends. That's always a blessing. They called me and said, well, your preaching's awful now. That'll encourage you. Yeah, your preaching has fell off. You might as well quit. And I'm thinking, well, praise the Lord, here we go. I'm thinking, 60 years old, I'm going to be a Walmart pusher. Amen. Buggy pusher, amen. Amen. I'm thinking, well, praise the Lord. Anyhow, boy, I was sitting there. And my kids got singing, the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever and ever to all generations. They didn't even know what I was going through. So I will look up, sing praise, hallelujah. For I know the Lord is good. I'm wanting to pout. But they keep singing that. And about that time, my little granddaughter come to me, 2 years old. And she said, Papa. And then she started singing. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy. Woo, son. I'm going to tell you, God said, hey, boy, I'm for you. I'm with you. It ain't done. I say it done. Praise God. Amen. Everything's going to be all right. You just trust me. Hey, I'm telling you, what is man? Listen to me. And God's been good to us. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. He's been good to your family. He's been good to you. He's given you friends. He's given you a church.
Amen.
My pastor called me today just out of the blue. Said, I just want to tell you I love you.
Amen.
Proud of you. I don't know, that might not encourage some people. That sure encouraged me.
Yeah.
What is man? What is man? Sometimes you know what you ought to do?
And there'll be times when you feel like you're all alone, all by yourself. There'll be some times that you don't feel the Lord. It don't mean he ain't there. Sometimes you have to do what Paul the Apostle said when he said, I think myself happy. And all that filth left down in that hole all by itself, he said, most gladly. I think myself happy. There's going to be some times we need to get ourselves up and wipe ourselves off, even if we messed up and say, you sorry, low down, skin flint, devil, amen. God, turn it around and hit him right in the face with what he's trying to knock us out with. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I've seen the Lord do it more than once. You start praising him. You start thanking him. You start rejoicing in the Lord. He'll come around and see what you're rejoicing about.
Amen.
Hey, you might as well go talk to somebody else if you don't believe that, because I've done it too many times over 4 to 6 years. God has been good to me.
Amen.
What is man? You ever think about that? And that he do for us what he's done. What is it? He's wonderful. He's wonderful.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. He's wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's just a good God.
Why don't you sing that song?
What's that?
The song that I sing.
Oh, hey, Jesse. Let's do thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. That'd be a kid, G. Maybe you ought to just come thank him a little bit tonight.